This is Russian President Vladimir Putin has declared the besieged Ukrainian port city of Mariupol liberated after nearly 2 months of fighting, even though Russian forces have not been able to penetrate the city's massive steel plant that remains in the hands of Ukrainian fighters and civilians. Rather than storming the plant, Putin has instead ordered a blockade of the facility, sealing it off so that not even a fly comes through. His words, a tactic observers believe will save Russian soldiers' lives and possibly starve out those inside the plant. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials say evidence of mass graves outside Mariupol has emerged. We get more on that story from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Jarring satellite images show what appear to be mass graves in a town outside Mariupol, Ukraine. Satellite images released by Maxar Technologies show what the company says are more than 200 mass graves in Manas, a town outside Mariupol, where Ukrainian officials say the Russians have buried as many as 9,000 civilians killed in the fighting. The images show long rows of graves stretching away from an existing cemetery. Mariupol's mayor, Vadim Vachenko, calls the graves the new Baba Yar, a reference to the site of multiple Nazi massacres in which nearly 34,000 Ukrainian Jews were killed in 1941. Maxar says a check of previous images show the graves in Manish were dug in late March and expanded over the past couple of weeks. I'm Tim McGuire.
Honduras has extradited former President Juan Orlando Hernandez to the U.S. to face drug trafficking and weapons charges. It was a dramatic reversal for a leader once touted by U.S. authorities as a key ally in the war on drugs. For more news, Jonas at VOAnews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Israeli police in full riot gear stormed a sensitive Jerusalem holy site sacred to Jews and Muslims on Friday after Palestinian news threw stones at a gate where they were stationed. The Palestinian Red Crescent Medical Service said at least 27 Palestinians were wounded, two of them seriously. The renewed violence at the site, which is sacred to Jews and Muslims, came despite Israel's temporarily halting Jewish visits, which are seen by the Palestinians as a provocation. Palestinians and Israeli police have clashed at the site for the last week. At a time of heightened tensions in the region, the holy site has long been a trigger for Israeli-Palestinian violence. 19 people have been arrested in Belgium and in Germany and the Netherlands following an international investigation of a major cocaine trafficking network. AP correspondent Karen Chambers has that story.
Three of the major U.S. airlines said Thursday they...
And we'll have that story next. Approval of the U.S. leadership, meantime, in the world surged across Asia in 2021, with the biggest gains registered in Laos, South Korea, Vietnam, according to a Gallup survey released Friday. The findings will be welcome news for the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden, who is planning a high-stakes summit with the leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations next month. The 41% approval rate for U.S. leadership was higher than at any point during the administration of former President Donald Trump, Gallup said, but was still below the 45% level recorded back in the 2013 poll. The World Health Organization said Friday had strongly recommended Pfizer's COVID-19 antiviral pill for patients with milder forms of the disease who were still at a high risk of hospitalization. However, the UN agency warned it was extremely concerned that the inequality in access seen with COVID-19 vaccines would again leave low- and middle-income countries pushed to the end of the line. The recommendation applies to people over the age of 18, but not to pregnant or breastfeeding women. It also does not apply to patients with low risk of complications from the disease because the benefit would be minimal. The WHO's experts also declined to give an opinion for patients with severe forms of the disease due to a lack of data. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.